I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane PA, a weekly broadcast about local history only on WXZY Radio. My favorite hobby is sharing little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called The Surprising Story of Nansen. Who knew that Nansen was so much more than an out-of-the-way hotel and a good place to cut the rug on Saturday nights? The town of Nansen was founded in 1897 and thrived for nearly two decades. Growing from only a few homes to housing more than 200 families, Nansen reached its peak from 1906 to 1910. At one time, the general store there did a volume of business that was equal to or greater than any business establishment in Kane. According to the Kane Republican, Messrs. Wright and Miller conducted the general store and a large faction in the lumbering and chemical wood business. Nansen was a daily stop on the B&O South Run out of Kane until the 1930s. The store ceased its operations in 1919, the mill in 1913, and the chemical business in 1916, rendering the thriving town nearly extinct. In 1929, the town, once 1,000 strong, and by then but a handful, celebrated its homecoming in Evergreen Park. Over 350 old-time residents came from Warren, Corry, Erie, Jamestown, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Akron to join in the celebration. Many of those who came from a distance were eager to learn the details of the recent trip to Kane by the noted explorer Fridtjof Nansen, who had visited only a few months earlier on a lecturing tour. Little did J.B. Wright, founder of the town, know that he would one day have the honor of meeting the great Arctic explorer when he named a thriving hamlet after the intrepid Fridtjof Nansen in 1897. When the great man came to Kane, Wright must have had the thrill of a lifetime when he got a few precious minutes to talk to him in the lobby of the new Thompson House. Fridtjof Nansen was a Norwegian explorer, scientist, diplomat, humanitarian, and Nobel Peace Prize laureate. In his youth, he was a champion skier and ice skater. He was truly a Renaissance man. Nansen studied zoology at the Royal Frederick University in Christiania and later worked as a curator at the University Museum of Bergen, where his research on the central nervous system of lower marine creatures earned him his doctorate. After 1896, his main scientific interest switched to oceanography. In the course of his research, he made many scientific cruises, mainly in the North Atlantic, and contributed to the development of modern oceanographic equipment. As one of his country's leading citizens, in 1905, Nansen spoke out for the ending of Norway's union with Sweden and was instrumental in persuading Prince Carl of Denmark to accept the throne of the newly independent Norway. Between 1906 and 1908, he served as the Norwegian representative in London, where he helped negotiate the Integrity Treaty that guaranteed Norway's independent status. In the final decade of his life, Nansen devoted himself primarily to the League of Nations, following his appointment in 1921 as the League's High Commissioner for Refugees. In 1922, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his work on behalf of the displaced victims of the First World War and related conflicts. Among the initiatives he introduced was the Nansen Passport for stateless persons, a certificate that was recognized by more than 50 countries. When he came to Kane in February of 1929, Dr. Nansen received a great reception from a Temple Theater crowd of over 1,000 people, including a large representation of the Scandinavian population of northwestern Pennsylvania and southwestern New York. At the time, he was planning an expedition to the far north aboard a Graf Zeppelin. President Herbert Hoover was a key fundraiser and visionary partner for the project. Dr. Nansen was introduced at the Temple Theater by Carl Engström of the Tabor Society of the Swedish Lutheran Church, which arranged to bring him to Kane. Nansen came to town on the Pennsylvania Railroad flyer the previous morning. Following the lecture, he was guest at a Swede coffee at the home of F. O. Johnson at 307 Dawson Street. He also visited the residence of Dr. Evan O'Neill Kane on Clay Street, where he viewed the paintings of Elisha Kent Kane, Arctic explorer. He also visited the wolf pack of E.H. McCleary and asserted that they were more beautiful, larger, and more active than the wolves in the Arctic region. The Kane Republican reported that Dr. Nansen was much impressed with his visit and that he would 100 times rather visit the mountain city than go through the formalities of a reception in a big city. The following year, Fridtjof Nansen died suddenly of a heart attack at the age of 68, leaving behind a legacy of meritorious service and a brilliant career, which brought him into contact with many of the era's foremost world figures. His name is commemorated in numerous geographical features, particularly in the polar regions. For generations of Kane residents, the hamlet and the hotel that were named for him remained a popular place for a fish fry, and the cry, "Let's go dancing at Nansen," was heard for decades to come. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.